Hey guys, it's Drew. Tom and Chee Granville is back with some impressive meal deals. Here's what you can look forward to if you stop by and get cheesy. If you're always searching for the kids menu, look no further than Tom and Chee, where kids under 12 eat free from 4 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday, or enjoy half off grilled cheese donuts every Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. And if you download the free Tom and Chee app, pop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Tom and Chee is also proud to support Chia. I think that's how I say it. A locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chee on 44th Street in Granville, near Cabela's.
Now, stand back for your own safety.
I'm not going crazy.
You're not going crazy, Arthur. You're going sane in a crazy world.
Good news, everyone. I'm sending you on an extremely controversial mission.
Controversial?
Oh my, no.
You don't have a reflection.
Are you a vampire?
Am I a vampire?
It certainly is not every day that a man attains the exalted position of temporary honorary colonel. I thank you.
Welcome to Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood, the mostly weekly podcast by the Court of Nerds that brings news, reviews, and topics from the world of geekdom. The views expressed in this podcast are solely that of Kevin and not that of the Court of Nerds at large, and is meant for entertainment purposes only. Now your host for this misadventure, Mr. Sledge.
Season's greetings, all lovers of lubricious lunacy. Welcome to the festive episode number 27 of Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood. And by festive, I mean hyper-capitalist. Cue the jingle bells and gargle some eggnog, because this is Sledge's gift-giving guide. This is the episode where I pimp all the offbeat items that came out in 2017 that normal people might ignore, but I find super stimulating. So if you need a last-minute gift for the nerd in your life, maybe you might want to talk to somebody else. Or maybe I actually have that one gift that'll get them under the mistletoe. If you have all your shopping done, maybe you could hear about something that you might want to buy for yourself. Because nobody loves you like you love you. But wear gloves, because it's cold outside. For the video game enthusiast in your life, you have a broad range of options to choose from at various price points. So, I decided to break them down into five categories. The Master Race gift, the Core Gamer gift, the Indie Gamer gift, the Family Gamer gift, and Sledge's Choice, where I pick my favorite game of 2017. For those who belong to the PC Master Race, like our own friend Biff, we need to fit their rig with enough power to enslave a small nation state. I might recommend NVIDIA's GeForce GTX 1080 GPU. Now, there are a lot of builds for this nifty little card that have come out this summer, but I tend to like the MSI products. I don't mind that they tend to be bulky and a bit more of a power drain, but damn do they look good in a case. Plus, they tend to be cheaper. If you are looking for some VR or need an extra card to give you that HDR 4K pop for running games at least 30 frames per second or higher, this is your card. Right now on Newegg, you can get an MSI GeForce GTX 1080 Duke with 8 gigs of RAM and SLI support for under $500. Plus, they throw you a copy of Destiny 2, just for fun. For the core gamer looking for a good game this holiday season, and they feel they need to punch a few Nazis to alleviate the stress in their life, look no further than Wolfenstein 2: The New Colossus. Building on the success of the first revisioned Wolfenstein, New Colossus takes all the mechanics of the first-person shooter and does them all to perfection. It is one of the most gratifying campaign playthroughs in years, even more so than Titanfall 2, which I loved. It's violent, it's got cool guns, you punch Nazis. And you can do it for $39.99 on Amazon right now. For the indie gamer, it's no surprise that I'm picking Cuphead. This damn game. It's so good, but it's so hard. I've had it since launch, and I'm only like 36% done. And I still need to replace some boss fights to get the soul contracts. Ah! Why does this game have to be so good? Seriously. But for $20, you can buy a co-op action platformer with amazing art style and music that will make you giddy with excitement after just one boss battle. It's hands down the best indie game of this year. For the family gamer, It's time to give Nintendo Switch some much belated love from my end. Nintendo has managed to make another underpowered console a hit amongst consumers by making excellent first-party games. There's no denying that Super Mario Odyssey is the Brave Palmer's biggest adventure yet, both in terms of him jetting off around the world to save Peach, again, and also in the sheer amount of content that Nintendo has jammed into it. You'll have Power Moons and other collectible haunting your dreams all in the best way. Turns out Mario's biggest adventure is also his best. Each kingdom is more glorious and intriguing than the last, and although the story might feel familiar, the way it evolves and develops feels brand new. The same can be said about the mechanics, too. This is still the Mario you know and love, but thanks to the power of Cappy, Nintendo's mascot has a few tricks up its sleeve for you to discover. It's very much an adventure that will hook you for many moons to come. Sledge's choice goes to Season 3 of Gwent, the Witcher card game. With Games Anywhere, you can play this game on your PC or Xbox with crossplay for free. I've been playing this since the alpha, thanks CD Projekt Red, which means that I bear the Pioneer moniker if you ever play me. At the end of Season 2, I was ranked 84th in North America and 132nd globally. I took a small measure of pride in that fact that I knew all the decks fairly well. Now, 2 months into Season 3, I'm 4,000-something in North America, and I don't even bother to check globally. The Polish developer added new cards and tweaked so many existing ones that the first week of me trying out different combos made it hard for me to keep pace with a huge infusion of new players and brand new challenges. There are also several more game modes that you can dive into. Plus, it's free and addicting, and you can play around in about 10 minutes. It's just the best. In tabletop gift news, I have four categories: pen and paper, miniatures, board games, and Sledge's Choice. Again, for pen and paper, you have to go with Wizards of the Coast new D&D book, Xanathar's Guide to Everything. I made sure everyone in the Reserve Centaurs had a copy because the new supplemental rules are so great. And while the SRP is $49.99, you can get one now for $29.99. Over 25 new subclasses for character classes in the Player's Handbook, including the Cavalier for the Fighter, the Circle of Dreams for the Druid, and the Horizon Walker for the Ranger, and many more. Dozens of new spells, collection of racial feats, and a system that gives characters a randomized backstory. A variety of tools that provide Dungeon Masters fresh ways to use traps, magic items, downtime activities, and more. All designed to enhance D&D campaign and push it in a new direction. Amid all this expansion material, Xanathar offers bizarre observations about whether its eye stalks happen to glimpse when it's underground. Pray they don't come to rest on you. For the mini wargamer out there, Forge World is keeping the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit games alive by continually releasing new models and updating the rules. Right now, they have repackaged the Hobbit Battle Strategy Guide books, re-released some general charts, and have started adding new armies. The Iron Hills Dwarves have received a huge boost in models, and right now you can pre-order the Iron Hills Battle Company and get it before Christmas. Includes three Iron Hills Dwarf Warriors with spears, three Iron Hills Dwarf Warriors with mattocks, and three Iron Hills Dwarf Warriors with crossbows. Perfect to stick with Dane in a small point battle skirmish for 54 quid, or about 72 greenbacks for us Yanks. For those who love to play with cardboard, I am not recommending Catan VR for two reasons. First, it's not out yet. And second, virtually playing a board game may not be the dumbest thing I've heard of, but it kind of defeats the purpose of a living room legend. No, instead, I'm promoting Indulgence by Restoration Games. This 3-4-player trick-taking game from the same studio that brought Downforce, Indulgence's twist is its presence of three edicts available every round. Each edict changes the win-loss conditions for that hand, sometimes in surprising and complicated ways. Players can also attempt to inverse or give an edict, so taking all the red cards instead of taking no red cards, for instance, in order to win, or more usually lose, even more points. Great art direction, oversized cards, and a free ring in the box for $20. A great pickup for anyone who enjoys more traditional card games. Sledge's tabletop choice goes to Bear Valley by Stronghold Games. I'm not picking this game because it's incredibly deep, yet it's not simple either. It's a tile placement game made for campers to try to escape a ravenous bear. Two to six players will dive into caves, row canoes, cross bridges, and climb mountains to escape the Ursine Predator. This game is best while played slightly drunk, with people who have no inhibition to make snuffling noises, and they are okay with pantomiming being mauled by a bear. You can pick up for like $6 at Barnes & Noble. It's worth it. For those of you who like to read, the categories are fiction, nonfiction, comic book, and you guessed it, Sledge's Choice. For fiction, my choice goes to Dan Abnett's Gaunt's Ghost War Master, which isn't out yet as of this record, with its worldwide release coming December 9th. It has been 20 years since the beginning of the first Gaunt Ghost book and the Tanith First. This is the third book in the fourth arc of these novels, and so this is book 14. It's been almost a decade since the last book. After the success of their desperate missions on Salvation Reach, Colonel Commissar Gaunt and the Tanith First race to the strategically vital Forge world of Erdesh, besieged by the brutal armies of Anaksek. However, there may be more at stake than just a planet. The Imperial forces have made an attempt to divide and conquer their enemy, but with the War Master Markoth himself commanding the Erdesh campaign, it is possible that the archenemy assault has a different purpose, to decapitate the Imperial command structure with a single blow. Has the War Master allowed himself to become an unwitting target? And can Gaunt's Ghost possibly defend him against the assembled killers and war machines of chaos? Pre-order it now from theblacklibrary.com for $15.99. For nonfiction, I would recommend Dr. Bart Ehrman's newest armchair academic work, The Triumph of Christianity, How the Forbidden Religion Swept the World. Christianity didn't have to become the dominant religion in the West. It easily could have remained a sect of Judaism fated to the same historical importance of the Sadducees or Essenes. In The Triumph of Christianity, Bart Ehrman, the master explainer of Christian history, text, and traditions, shows how religion, whose first believers were 20 or so illiterate day laborers in a remote part of the empire, became an official religion of Rome, converting some 30 million people in just 4 centuries. The Triumph of Christianity combines deep knowledge and meticulous research in an eye-opening, immensely readable narrative that upends the way we think about the single most important cultural transformation our world has ever seen. One that revolutionized art, music, literature, philosophy, ethics, economics, and law. Now the book has been delayed until February 13th, but pre-order it and put the receipt in the stocking. For a comic book, it's hard for me to recommend a series that's still continuing because there isn't a trade paperback or compendium to put under the tree. But in this case, I have to say buy Mr. Miracle single issues and give it to a comic lover in your life. From the team behind The Sheriff of Babylon and Hugo Award-winning nominated The Vision, Tom King and Mitch Gerards bring a unique new take on one of Jack Kirby's most beloved new gods. Scott Free is the greatest escape artist who has ever lived. So great that he escaped Granny Goodness's gruesome orphanage and the dangers of apocalypse to travel across galaxies and set up a new life on Earth with his wife and former female fury known as Big Barda. Using the stage alter ego of Mr. Miracle, he has made a career for himself showing off his acrobatic escape techniques. He's even caught the attention of the Justice League, which count him among their ranks. You may say Scott Free has everything. So why isn't it enough? Mr. Miracle has mastered every illusion, achieved every stunt, pulled off every trick except one. He has never escaped death. Is that even possible? It's just the best ongoing comic series in comics right now. For Sledge's Choice, I'm going with Heathen, Volume 1 by Natasha L. Tursi and Rachel Deering. This tremendous comic series takes place in Nordic mythology where a young girl dares to upset the order placed on mortals by Odin, the Allfather. Atis is a Viking, a warrior, an outcast, and self-proclaimed heathen. Fighting against the subjugation of her sex, seeking to end the oppressive reign of Odin, she becomes a friend of the Valkyries and a talking horse named Saga. The first volume ends with an oath that left me wanting more. If you read any of the reviews of this series earlier in this year, you would know that I absolutely adore the art and writing. It's funny, poignant, and fantastical. It's a great gift for only $15.99. And finally, for the tech lovers out there, I got 3 categories. The cheap, the not-so-cheap, and Sledge's Choice. Go figure. First, the cheap. MacGyver may have been able to fix just about anything with a paperclip, a rubber band, 2 plastic bags, and a banana. But this was back in the day when devices were simple. What would MacGyver do now with a stink bomb triggered by a cell phone signal? He would scratch his head in utter confusion because he wouldn't know how to solve that with bubblegum. Maybe a whole lot of gum is a blast shield, I don't know. Chewed up gum in the nostrils? With the iFixit Essential Electronics Toolkit, you'll have all the basic tools needed to repair a phone, tablet, small electronic device. You can open cases, swap out batteries, lift screens, tighten screws on your glasses, void the warranty on your home appliance, and otherwise just poke, pry, or rewire to your heart's content. It's $19.99 on Amazon right now. Not a bad deal. Second, the not-so-cheap. With The Last Jedi about to hit cinemas, kids and big kids will be clamoring for Star Wars toys, and Sphero's app-controlled droids are right on the top of wish lists. This year's version includes BB-8's evil twin BB-9E and the iconic R2-D2, and what I thought was the coolest toy version of this little robot we've ever seen. By way of a smartphone app, the robots can be driven around, programmed, and you can play games. And with both of them currently on sale for about $130, these are definitely the droids you're looking for. And rounding up Sledge's choice for tech toys, I choose the Surface Book 2. Finally, the Coffee Lake chips are out and we can get Intel's 8th generation chips performing. The Surface Book 2 takes the sleek design and aesthetic of the first Surface Book and shove inside it the most powerful processing you can get outside of a gaming laptop. It has the NVIDIA GeForce 1060 inside, which will help with gaming and graphics design, and a 17-hour battery life that will help you on those long vacation travels through airports. It also has a USB-C port. Finally! Good luck finding one, though. The higher-end 15-inch models are all sold out. Like, everywhere. I mean, 13.5 inches isn't bad. At least that's what you told me. That's it for Sledge's gift-giving guide. Thanks for your support this year, and I hope you had as much fun listening to me as I had yelling slash talking to you. May your holidays be bright, your new year be merry, and your dice roll natural 20s. Bye!